And it's time now for our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Plachetka, thanks for joining us again. How are we doing?
Really good. It's great to be back.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about an important topic that has been a negative thing for quite a while, and maybe it's received even more notice over the past several years. It's bullying, and with the social media explosion over the last decade or so, whether it's online bullying, bullying in person, all kinds of different topics here that we can dive into. So we'll just kind of let you maybe give our listeners a brief overview of the topic of bullying and how prevalent it is and how important it is that we address it.
Absolutely, and thank you. October is Bullying Awareness Month, so I'm really thinking it's important that people realize what bullying is and is not. I often get calls, because I am a expert on workplace bullying, I get calls about whether or not what people are experiencing is actually bullying. So I want you to know that bullying takes place everywhere. We do, of course, see it on the playground among kids. We see it in schools, hospitals, churches, neighborhoods, any workplace, any place where people gather. It happens to people of all ages. And really, there's three categories of people in the bullying scenario. One is the target, the person who's being bullied. The other is witnesses, people who know what's going on, not necessarily participating, but they're very aware. And the bully, who may have helpers. What I have found that it's up to four people who can be involved in the bullying scenarios. The interesting thing is targets are often people who just go on about their business and assume everyone else will do the same. They may have done something that made someone mad, but generally speaking, they are easygoing, kind people. Witnesses are those who are on the playground or at the water cooler and see what's going on, but again, don't participate. And the bully has some kind of power influence. They might be athletic, charismatic, smart, might be your boss, It might be your coworker.
You always associate, or at least I do, when you think bully, you assume school, you know, kid on the playground, he's beating up the other kid or he's verbally abusing him. You don't always associate it with adults and at the workplace, and it obviously is a big enough problem there where we need to focus on this. So in a situation, let's stay with work or with adults here. If you are a target, and the witnesses, it's up to them too to try to maybe say something and step in, but you might be hesitant to do that as well. But if you want to be aware of bullying and try to get it stopped, what are some of the things to look for, and some of the things that we can do to try to address this problem?
Well, and I think the first thing is to know is that everyone is affected. So there's going to be, if you're the target, and often you don't know your target until it's well into the situation, you can be physically, mentally, emotionally sick, your work or your school suffers, your family can become unsettled because they watch you be so unsettled and upset and you start acting different. The witnesses are affected because I've actually had witnesses say, I know what's happening and I don't want it happening to me. I know he or she will come after me next. The other thing is bullies are affected too. They're learning and practicing relationships patterns that can prevent them from having real solid relationships. So the very first thing is, if you start feeling that way, you want to know that there is something going on and to start taking stock of what's going on, not trust absolutely everyone. I think it's really important to know that often the word bully is, or bullying, is overused. Because someone's mean to you doesn't mean they're bullying you. It means they're being mean and they can be stopped. But somebody who's doing bullying is really doing it like for a purpose, to make you feel miserable so that you will be under their control and do what they want.
Yeah, especially in a work situation, if it's your boss that's bullying you, you really might feel like you have no options. You don't want to confront the boss because then you could lose your job or something bad like that, and it's a tough situation. So in our final minute or so, how would Safe Harbor Counseling be available to help in these bullying situations?
Well, with Safe Harbor Counseling, I work with people who are not sure if they're being bullied or not, and because by the time they are recognizing it, they may have symptoms of depression, anxiety, they can't sleep, they can't eat. So working through those and developing strategies and communication styles that will help not so much confront the bully, but because, like you say, that's a difficult and dangerous possible thing to do, but also to get them sidetracked so that they choose to go another way. Also to rebuild their self-esteem, because our work is the way we interact in our environment. And if our work is threatened, we personally feel threatened.
Last thing, if people do want to find out more, they can go to safeharboril.com. Also, doctor, is there a phone number that folks can call if they want to go that route?
Absolutely. The phone number is 630-466-8657.
We also invite listeners, whether it's a topic about bullying or anything in general that you have a question about, you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com. Send along an email with WSPY in the subject line, and your question could be answered on a future show. Dr. Beth Plachetka, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.
Thanks for having me.
That's all the time we have for today, as it is our weekly feature, Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you again next Monday.